I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. At a forum last night aimed at addressing homelessness in Colorado Springs, Mayor John Suthers said there are new initiatives planned, including a campaign asking residents to donate to charities instead of panhandlers. The Gazette put on the forum, and the paper reports everyone agreed more affordable housing is needed. Despite disagreements, the paper says there were also vows of collaboration. Many are calling it far-fetched, but an entrepreneur is reviving a proposal to draw water from Utah's Green River and funnel it to Colorado's growing and drought-prone Front Range. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports.
The pipeline would move billions of gallons of water across hundreds of miles from Utah through Wyoming and down into Colorado. Randy Ray is with the Central Colorado Water Conservancy District in Greeley. He's interested in some of that water for agriculture in his region north of Denver.
After the cities make one use of it, then maybe our district can benefit from the second use of that water.
Still, it appears most environmental groups are against it. Zach Frankel is with the Utah Rivers Council. He says the project is not about meeting people's water needs.
It's more of a water rush to make some money by building an unnecessary and very expensive water project at the public's expense.
He says it would also jeopardize wildlife, including four species of endangered fish. The project has applied for a permit. The state will give the public a chance to weigh in before a decision is made. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ellie Budner.
And you're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.